Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of Chronicles of a Fond Woman. My name is Fuchina Kirkinall, and it's always a privilege and a pleasure to be here tonight. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. I want to just thank you all for tuning in tonight. Now it's Fuchina Kirkinall again, and thank you for tuning in. You know I don't start the show without prayer, so let's just go straight into it. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you and I praise you for who you are. I thank you for just giving grace, granting me grace and mercy. And, Lord, as I come to you humbly, I ask that you take away anything that's not of you and replace it with things that are for you. I ask you for forgiveness and just forgive me for anything by thought, word, and deed. I thank you for allowing me to be the vessel that you've planted to receive and also to deliver the message that you will have me deliver tonight. I thank you for the guests that will be on with me tonight for sharing the wisdom that you've imparted. And it's in Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. So, can you do it? You can do it. Some people often wonder if they can. And I have to use the scripture tonight, and it comes from scripture. You know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. It's one of my favorite scriptures I use in the Bible. And I want to say that is from Philippians 4 and 13, and I'm going to make sure I am quoting it correctly, and normally I have someone who would do that for me, but I am going to be winging it tonight, but I like to make sure I don't misquote anything, so I'm going to actually look that up. But through Christ who strengthens me, and I don't know about you, but I know there are so many things, and I think you've been tuning in since I've been back on this show tonight, and I just want to thank you all so much for tuning in since I was on my hiatus in May. So let's just go into it. You know, first we talked about, can you relate? Can you relate to when we run into those roadblocks? Can you relate to when, you know, the enemy comes, or, you know, something comes, or some type of Goliath comes in our life? Can we relate to when we go run into those situations there? And then there are times when we get directions from our rejection, as we talked about last weekend, when the doors are shut in our face and we don't understand why those doors are shut. But then we learn in the long run, well, what was a shut door and that caused us, quote unquote, pain at that particular time was actually a setback for a set up at a future date. And then now we're to a point now where you're like, you know, you had the rejection, you had the direction to go into a better place, and you can relate on certain subjects of having to go one step forward and taking three steps backwards. And then you'll realize, you know, okay, I'm going to breathe. I'm going to dust myself off. And you know what? I can do it. But you know what? I just can't do it by myself sometimes. I just can't do it. I can't do it by myself. So where do we go to do that? Where do we go to? Because sometimes, why can't you do it sometimes? Sometimes we allow certain factors or some certain things to keep us from going forward. But that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. We're going to encourage you that whatever it is that you may be going through, you can do it. And as long as you tap into that higher power, mine is God, of course, and whatever your higher power is, but I'm going to always profess the Lord. Now, if you choose to do something different, that's on you, but we're going to talk about God as long as we're on this platform here. We're going to talk about it. And I have a special guest tonight that will be on the line where we're going to be talking about some of those scenarios in her life and in my life, and, you know, and I will love to share it with others as well. And as we talk about our circumstances, and I've just learned that when people are just real And that's what this show is about. I've tried to keep this show in that perspective of real life situations, real life issues, real life scenarios, and real life testimonies of things that has occurred in our lives and things that has people have overcome, whether it's me or a lot of my special guests that I've had in the past, you know, because that's how we learn. I'm a big person that, with the exception of Jesus, you can't really understand what I've been through. You can't really tell me, or it's hard for me to understand or get you to, well, let me make sure I'm saying this correctly. I don't know how to sugarcoat things, so I'm not going to start now. It's hard for me to receive advice from you if you don't know what I've gone through. And like I said, the exception to that is Jesus, because he's the only person that walked perfect on this earth. Other than that, if you've never been through a sexual addiction, then you can't talk to me about how I can get over sexual addiction. If you have never been molested, then you can't talk to me about sexting or some of the issue that comes with it or anything like that. For instance, if I've never experienced, you know, anything that you've gone through, it's going to be hard for me to minister to you at times when I haven't really gone through it. And that's just my take on it. I'm not saying it's perfect, and I'm not saying it's right. That's just my take on it. But there are times when people do have to minister to people. I get it. And I am learning that along the way. It's just hard to receive it at times. And going back to I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, that is Philippians. I did quote it correctly, and it is Philippians 4 and 13. So I am going to bring on my special guest as we move forward tonight. And I'm just going to say thank you for tuning in to Chronicles of Fondled Woman. And it's always a privilege and a pleasure to have you with us. And I'm sure, I like to think that you caught some of this already. And unless, yes. And if not, I can get you caught up. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing tonight?
I am fantastic. I was debating if I was going to make this a Facebook Live tonight. I'm not very sure yet. I guess if I am, I might want to get it started. But I know I'm just not rolling it with it tonight. So I'm sorry. We're just going to have to wing it without Facebook Live tonight. And we're just going to roll with it. But we're those who are just tuning in, you're tuning in to Fatina Kirkenau, and it's the Blog Talk Radio. And for those who are on Blog Talk or are familiar with Blog Talk, if you know anyone that could benefit from this conversation or any of them, they're more than welcome to join us at www.blogtalkradio.com/Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. Also, for those of you that are on Facebook, I do have a Facebook page at Chronicles of a Fondled Woman. And then those who have been reaching out to email through email, thank you so much for doing that, because I definitely appreciate the feedback. And you can continue to do so by emailing me at coafwoman@gmail.com. That's coafwoman@gmail.com. So with that being stated, we're just going to keep it moving. And I want to try. I said I wasn't going to do it, but something's just leading me to do it. So Ms., I'm going to let you introduce yourself tonight, because normally I'm going to let you come in your way. So thank you for tuning in.
Hey. How you doing tonight?
I am fantastic. Thank you for joining us tonight. I'm so excited that you're on with me tonight.
You know, I am so excited. I really am not a front person, but when it comes to what you are speaking of tonight, I was excited about sharing my story because I feel as though people are afraid of taking a leap.
Yeah,
they're afraid
I
of
agree.
Taking chances. And I was hearing what you were saying, and you're right. I can't tell you nothing about what you went through if I have never went through it. I can only be there to support you, and you sure can't tell me nothing about what I do if you've never done it.
Exactly.
But when we can share our story with other people, it would help them. It would help them with their walk. It would help them whatever journey they're on. It might even give some of them that little oomph to try to take that leap.
Exactly. I'm sorry. Hello? Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
You're fine. But, yeah, okay. To add on to your scripture that you gave, I like the scripture 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. And I love that scripture.
That's a very good
scripture. Yeah, and I like that scripture because I've used it in my journey. And there were some times in my life that I was afraid to make a move. There were some times in my life that I was afraid to take that leap of faith. But I thank God that I might have failed because I didn't take some leaps. And I won't say fail, I just didn't get it started. But I love the fact that I did take leaps on other parts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love, repeat the scripture for me again.
It is 2 Corinthians 5:7.
Mm-hmm.
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
Exactly. And could you give me a scenario where you did that?
I'm going to give you two scenarios. In my life,
okay.
I've always been afraid of taking leaps. I was always afraid of taking chances. And I've always looked at what other people have done and says, well, I don't have the money to do that, or I don't have the education to do that, or I'm not strong enough to do that. Well, the first leap of faith I took was when I was married, and I wanted to be the Proverbs woman. And that's always been my goal, to be the Proverbs woman. So I wanted to be there for my husband and my family, but
mm-hmm.
yet be able to put in. So I was working outside the home at a daycare, and I had been working daycare for years. And I decided one day, Lord, I want to be able to open my own. I want to be able to help other mothers and fathers who may be single like I was before I got married. And I didn't have no savings, none. My educational background when it comes to child care, I did have because we have to be educated to do it. But I started taking more classes, and I took that walk, and I told my boss that, oh, here's my notice. I will be leaving at the end of this month. They thought
wow.
it was a joke. They thought I didn't have no toys on the yard. I didn't have nothing really set up. And the last 2 weeks before I left there, I started pulling all of my stuff that belongs to me out of the classroom, and they still thought it was a joke. And all of a sudden, January 2nd of that year, I opened my daycare. When I opened my daycare, I had books, I had papers, I had pencils, and I had 6 kids that was at the previous daycare with me that followed me to my own daycare.
Wow. Awesome.
The second one is really a jump. I drive truck, as you know.
Yes.
I was driving for a company, and I am a runner. I love to drive, And a couple of my friends kept saying, why are you making money for other people? You're doing all this running, and they're making all this money from you running, and you're getting a chump change. Become an owner-operator. I was like, I can't do that. I don't have the credit score to do that. I don't have the money to put down to do that. I can't do that. And this is what I kept saying. And they said, you need to do this. You need to do this. And I went and sat down one day, and I said, Lord, I ain't got nothing, but I got you. And I decided to take the leap. And I was staying with my company for 7 months to make sure I had that experience I needed to go as an owner-op. When I decided to take the walk, I walked with $100 in my bank account, pulled $100 out to put in gas in my truck when I pick up my truck. I picked up a used truck. I had my truck. I had my $100. I had nothing else, but I knew that as long as God was with me, I was going to make it. And I said, oh, I don't have this. I don't have, you know what? I don't have a truck GPS, but I'm going to have to make it with what I got. What happened? God put people in my life way before I made that decision to help me. What happened? They sent me money. Go get your truck GPS. You need it. Okay. So I had my truck GPS. I said, God, I ain't got much, but I can eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich until I get some money. And I was ready
to eat
that peanut butter and jelly sandwich because I had it on my truck. That's all I needed. Some water, peanut butter and jelly sandwich, tuna sandwich. I'm going to survive off this. I started
working,
and they was helping me. And I started paying my bills, but there was a bump in the road. I was looking at what other people were doing. And I started doubting. And I said, I'm a woman. I'm solo. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make it. And when I said, I made a decision that I had to then go back to God, I decided to give up my truck and team with a friend of mine, well, an associate. I did not consult God the way I did him in the beginning. I did not consult God. And I got to work with this person, and the first week was okay, but then the real them started showing up. Well, to make a long story short, he made one statement that let me know you made a wrong move. He told me, because I always depend on God to protect me, he made the statement, F your God.
Ooh.
I looked at him. He says, no. I was just saying, I was thinking this. This is what people is going to say to you. I said, you said what you said. And when I climbed
in
the sleeper, I was crying to God. And I said, God, I am so sorry. I made a decision without consulting you. But if you get me back home safe and sound, if you get me back home safe and sound, I'll never do it again. Keep in mind, the company that I went through to get my truck, once you turn your truck in, you can't get another truck for 6 months. So I was prepared to go back to a company driver. Let me show you how fast God works. I told the company that I was leaving, and whenever I can get myself together and get another truck, I would like to come back. Well, I got off the phone with him. 2 hours later, he called me. He said, I got news for you. I said, what you got? He says, they said you could come back and get your truck back. You don't have to wait 6 months. Honey, I all but jumped my left sleeper praising God. When I said, I went team because I wanted to make more money because I had bills I wanted to pay. And I felt so that's what I needed to do. But, honey, when I tell you, when I got back in my own truck, God showed me you don't need to run team to make your money. I got you. They were running me so much that, and I don't tell too many people this, so I'm showing up putting my business out here. I was over $60,000 in debt that I wanted to pay for because the word of God tells us, Jesus says, pay to Caesar as Caesar is due. I owed that money, and I wanted to pay it. When I said in less than a year and a half, I had no more debt. I owed nobody nothing.
How about that? How
not
about
by running
that?
Team, but by depending on God.
Exactly.
I had to step out on faith, and I had to believe, God, if you'll do this for me. And he's still doing it even up to now. And I didn't been with this company 5 years.
Wow. You know, the only thing that comes to mind is I say it all the time, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God
yes,
for saving me. And, you know, you said something, and I thank you for being vulnerable as well. When you said when you were in debt and how much you was in debt, you were debt for, and you still stepped out, that's just a testimony to say it don't matter what your mountain was, you spoke to your mountain. You didn't let the mountain speak to you. You spoke to your mountain. You can do it. It goes back to the title of what we're talking about tonight. You can do it, but you can do it through your higher power. You can do it through God's strength, because there are things that God is miraculous. That's because, but what makes him miraculous is when we put faith in it.
Uh-huh.
That's it. It is faith. It is absolute faith that will work. Once we put that in action, there's nothing that he can't do for us, because he's a gentle person. He's not going to force himself on us. He is going to, you know, he'll mind doing whatever he, you know, whatever it's that he deems is necessary for us, but he's not going to force himself on us. So you could put the petition in, and if it's his will, not only you have to put it in, you have to put it in knowing that it's going to come to pass, and that's where the faith comes in. You know, I'm trusting in you to do this. It's not going to be by my might. It's not going to be by my power, but it will be by yours. And I know through you, it will get done. You know, I really appreciate it. And, you know, when I think about $60,000, that's not something that we can do. That was not nothing you obviously said you could not do. It was only through him. And it's so funny, when that guy mentioned F your God, that thing made me cringe. I'm like, what? What? Who does that? And the fact that you stood your ground and was like, no, we're not doing that.
Mm-mm.
No,
we're
not doing
we're not.
That. Just get me out of this situation. First of all, Lord, I acknowledge the fact that I stepped out on my own. I didn't ask
Thank
your
you.
Opinion or your permission for anything. I realized that because I did this, now I'm dealing with the consequences of what I did. And now I'm asking you, forgive me. I just need you to get me out of this situation, and I will do my part to make this right so I can be in a position to receive, because I believe what you said, and I'm going to move out the way so I can allow you to do what you do.
And when I said so funny, I have had many people asking me since, can I be your teammate? No, baby, uh-uh. No. Because if it ain't from God, no, uh-uh. I'm good. I stay by myself. I can
exactly.
still make my money by myself. I don't have to have a teammate. I don't have to live in fear. I don't have to wonder. I don't have to put my belief on the line for nobody. Because when it comes to my God, you say something that about my God, hold on a minute, I take that very personal.
Exactly. 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 And, you know, I just have to say, for those who are tuning in, you know, whether, because we are live, Facebook Live, and also if you're tuning into Blog Talk right now, you know, you can do it regardless of what your situation is. You know, regardless of what the report is, you know, whether the health report saying, you know, you may be going through, you know, I just know that just being a survivor of many health challenges, it doesn't matter what the report says. If you put it in the hands of God, you can get through and come through like it never even happened. You know,
That's
when
right.
I go to some of my doctors, my doctors look at my report, they look at my history, my medical history, and then they look at me, and then they look at my history again, and then they look at me, and they said, Ms. Kirkendall, you don't look like everything you've been through. And they said, well, what did you do? I said, I didn't do anything. I said, no, but all that is God. So it doesn't matter what I have to say. It doesn't matter what you have to say. It's just what God has to say. And it's so I practice it so much, they know not to come to me any kind of way. They just know that I come with everybody knows me for my smile because I love to smile, but I smile through everything because I just have a belief that I just put it in his hands. And regardless of what happens, he's going to make it done. Now, do I go through? Yes. As you all know, I've been very open about some of the things I'm going through. But in the end, I know that he will prevail. Sometimes you lose your way, but you bring yourself back, you know. And I realize I can do it. And how do you realize that you can do it? You just think about some of the things you've gone through. I call it my faith file. So I just want to encourage you, if you're going through right now and you feeling like you're going through and you feel like you can't do it, you can do it. There's nothing that you can't do, you know, especially if you put it in his hands. It's nothing you can't do. As Frederica was just saying a few minutes ago about two of her situations, you know, and the trucking one is really the one that got me. Well, even the daycare one, you know, especially in a society being a single woman, and then you have the three strikes, if you don't mind me saying so. You know, there are three strikes that besides just being a woman, an African-American, a woman, and you're intelligent on top of that. Okay, and then I'm going to add another one because you're a single mother, so they don't expect you to, you know, the stereotype they like to give single mothers, especially African-American mothers, yeah. And you beat the odds. And then after all that, you left and took another leap of faith, and then you went into your trucking. And that's always been a passion of yours anyway. And you were doing that for four, if I'm not mistaken, and then you took a hiatus from it to raise your child, correct?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am, I sure did. When I first started, I thought he was going to be okay because he spent a lot of time with his grandmother and his nana, and, okay, I can do this. And I went into it, and the first 6 months was cool, and somewhere after that, his behavior changed, his attitude changed. I mean, it's funny what I found out in the end, but I prayed about it, and I was like, all this money I was making, and I was fixing to give it up. And as my grandmother said, you don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out. But I was fixing to give up a job, and I didn't have another job to fall back on. But I prayed about it and prayed about it and prayed about it. And for some reason, the more I prayed about it, every time I turned the radio on to listen to a gospel station, they was talking about the mother and her first job. You know, a woman, when she has kids, that's her first job. Yeah, if she can work everything else around it, but she got to remember, she is the nurturer of those children. And I gave it up and I came home, but I'm going to make you laugh. After I gave up the job, I was home for a couple of months, and I sat my son down and I says, why are you misbehaving with your nana and your grandmother? You don't do that when I'm home. He looked me dead in the face as a 7-year-old and says, because they won't let me do nothing. He was so used to when it was him and I, everything we done together, we cooked together, we did the laundry together, we did the shopping together, because as a mother, I was teaching him things as he was growing up at a young age. So when he got with them, my sister would allow the girls to help cook, the girls to clean. She would tell him to go outside and play. He didn't think that was fair. My mother says he never really asked her to help, so she didn't ask him, and she didn't have him doing nothing. And he did not like none of it. But I made a promise when I came off that truck the first time, and I told him, as long as you don't tell me you want to hang out with your friends more than me, I'll be here. He's 28 years old, and he's still yet to tell me that.
Exactly.
But he's doing good for himself. And like you were saying earlier about beating all statistics, I told him when he graduated, I said, we have beat all statistics that were set up for us. Because as a single mother, especially a single black mother, raising a boy child, the statistics is looking at him getting in trouble, being in jail, smoking and drinking, and he done none of that. He was a good student all the way through school, honor student, no problems.
Phenomenal. Phenomenal. And, you know, it's interesting because you have people, especially those who are single mother, being one myself, you know, they're expecting, it's that expectation, that stereotyping once again. And to have that, you know, and to, one, you know, able to raise your child, able to do what you want to do, put it on hold, you know, raise your child. He's doing well for himself, and then go back to what you love the most, your passion, and doing well at it, I might add. So,
yeah, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, and I mean, who? It's not your strength. It's not your power. It's not. You know, when, you know, just think about that. Just think about that. It could not have been easy. It could not have been easy. So I just want to say for those who are tuning in, whether it's Blog Talk or, you know, Facebook, and even if you catch the demand later, if you catch the recording later, this is Fatina Kirkendall. I'm on the line with Ms. Frederica Wells, and we're just talking about a subject tonight is you can do it, regardless of the odds that comes against you, regardless of the naysayers, regardless of whatever, and even the one is probably one of the biggest enemies you may have is sometimes yourself, because sometimes the biggest enemy is the power in your mind, that little voice that's telling you you can't do it when you actually can. It's almost, you know, it's interesting. Sometimes you have that little voice inside of you that when you think of that or you plant that seed of, you know, I think I want to start my own business, you have that little seed that tells you, I don't think you should, or you may be too old, or you may be not be able to do this. And that's really the trick of whomever. And, you know, my son is getting ready to impart on doing some classes, and he was excited about it. And someone, and, you know, one of his little friends was like, well, you can't act. And I was like, well, do you believe that? You know, and he was like, no. I said, so his opinion really does not count. The question is, do you feel you can act? And he was like, yes. I said, well, that's all that really matters, because not everybody is going to be happy for you, and not everybody is not going to be supportive of you. And I said, what you don't want is start believing what everyone else says, and then you actually start believing what they say, because they don't have that right or authority, and only you give it to them. So if we learn to take more value in our own self as far as being positive, it'll just be, and I just can speak from personal experience, you know, we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. But it is, when we tap into that strength, Frederica, I would just have to say, when we tap into that strength, there's just nothing that we cannot do. And let's when God is for us, who could be against us?
Yeah. Yeah, and you are so right.
When he
when
is
you
for
start
us,
think,
who should be against him?
Yeah, you're right. When we start thinking positive and we put God first and say, through God I can do all things, through God I can do all things, through God I can do. When we start telling ourselves that and we start visualizing that positive view, you will begin walking towards what you want to do. Then the next thing you know, you have went from walking to running, and it's like, there is no stopping you. Every time something
mm-hmm.
jumps up, you're going to jump over it. Why? Because you already got that positive thought in your mind. And they always taught us that everything starts from the mind.
Yes.
If we believe it, it will be done. We have to believe. And if we believe that God has our back on whatever decision we decided, you have to remember, God got your back. If God is helping you, it can be successfully done. It will not fail.
Mm-hmm.
But say this, and I'm going to say this. If it does not go through, it's either going to be one out of two things. Either you decided you didn't want to do it no more, or God did not tell you to do it and he wants you to do it later. Like I say, I went into trucking before. Maybe that wasn't my time, but it's my time now.
All right.
Would I be successful with it now if I didn't go through it before? I don't know. But every step we make, we have to know that God is in the midst of it. If you put him in the midst of it, he ain't going to jump in
right
there on his own now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A quote comes to mind when you said something a few minutes ago, and I put it on a lot of my posts or my my job stuff, and then success comes from the ashes of failure.
Oh.
Though you could go for it, like even when you tried trucking and it didn't work the first time, and, you know, you may try something and Lord, I could be a testament of this one. I'm sure many people can say that they're a testament that you've tried something on several occasions and it's failed. And sometimes when we do things, like, for instance, we don't get that go-ahead to go. Sometimes people are sent and some are went, you know, some, and they just go, you know, sent or went. I think that's how it goes. But sometimes we go into something, and even if we're sent, you know, we're expecting that instant gratification, and sometimes we go in there not prepared, and it fails, and then we go in there again, it fails again, and then eventually, without giving up, it comes to pass. So you can do it, but it just comes with perseverance. It comes from, you know, it comes with resilience, and it comes from obedience. It comes from quite a few things, and it comes from faith. It comes from faith as well. But the point is, with the combination of all of that, it will come to pass, and it will. And I will have to say, based on your experiences, you know, one, I would say the daycare more than anything, you know, you were working for a daycare for a while, and you just got tired of working for other people. And it was something that you knew that you could do in your heart, and you stepped out on faith and made it known that, listen, I'm going to start doing my own thing. And they weren't very receptive of that, or better yet, they wasn't very, I was not just receptive, but they wasn't very, what's the word I'm looking for? They weren't trying to cheer you on it. They wasn't very, what's the word I'm looking for? But anyway, they weren't trying to, you know, help you out with that as far as encouraging. They weren't very encouraging as far as, you know, you starting up, you know. And I thought that was very interesting, only for you later on when the time was right for you to be like, okay, two fingers swinging, deuces.
But you know what I always tell myself fail is?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I was told? Fail is not that you fail, but it was the first attempt in learning. Every successful person you see, they had tried and tried and tried, and they might have failed the first time, as we say, and then they came back and they did it a different way, and they might have failed. And eventually, guess what they did? They flew the airplane. They got the lights working. We look at all the inventions. There was a fail, the first attempt in learning. You learn from your mistakes and you move on.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the best. Actually, experience is life's best teacher. And when you don't get, you know, when it doesn't go through the first time, then all you could do is learn from that experience and then try it again. And then you keep trying until you perfect it. and then it come until it comes to pass. That's it. Your daycare being one of them, and then also your truck gun, the truck driving, and then it's interesting because when you came out of it, you know, it was only temporary, but when you came back even stronger than when you left.
That's right.
When you stood your ground for who you serve, you came back stronger than when you left. So there was always areas for improvement. There was always, regardless of what the, it's like, once again, direction from your rejection. That was the topic we talked about last week, direction from your rejection. When you were rejected, and we go back to the trucking real quick, and with the gentleman that you said, first of all, you didn't even get permission to do it, but once you got rejected in that sense, you was redirected to where you needed to go. And listen, you were able to do it once you got that rejection. You were redirected to where you needed to go, and now look at you now. Look at you now.
And it's funny.
Debt free.
And it's funny you said I came back stronger, because the first truck was a used truck, and there was a whole lot of maintenance I had to do with it. But when I came back the second time, I was looking for another truck that payment wasn't that big, because I didn't want to have to worry about the big payments. And I was, you know, I was thinking about the money that I was going to have to put out. And there was one truck sitting in this whole parking lot that nobody was looking at. And I was ready to leave that day to say, okay, I didn't find the truck. And I looked at the truck and I went, what's wrong with that truck? And a friend of mine went to check the truck out. He came back. He says, that truck still got plastic on the seat. I asked the guy, I said, what's wrong with that truck? He said, that truck is not even on the inventory. Huh? He says, not. He said, I said, well, can you put a hold on it? He said, I'll tell you what. He said, you come back in the morning, I'll find out what's going on with it. When I got back the next morning, he looked at me, he said, you want your keys?
I thought about it.
I said, hold up. That's more than what I was paying last time. I said, you know what? I'm going to take it. Brand new truck I drove off the lot with. And I called my truck.
Wow.
And
Isn't that something?
I had a truck now that had full warranty, bumper to bumper, including the paint. If I had decided that I didn't want the color to stay white, they could have changed it for me free of charge if that's what I wanted.
Wow. Isn't that something?
So when God did it, he did it with vengeance. He's like, hold up. Let me show you what I can do. Now that you put it back in my hand, let me show you what I can do.
Exactly. 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 Wow.
And I'm going to make it. And he did one better. He did one better. I've always ran all over. I've been in every state out here except for Mexico. I won't cross over to Mexico. I've been to Canada. I've been everywhere. And I loved it. October, he opened the door and says, okay, you can run dedicated, Georgia to North Carolina. When they told me my pay was going to drop, I said, you know what, I'll take the pay drop, as long as I'm closer to my family. My pay ain't dropping that one bit. I'm still making what I was making when I ran expedite all over the country. And all I do is go from Georgia to North Carolina, back to Georgia, to North Carolina, back to Georgia. Periodically, I'll go to Mississippi.
Nice.
I didn't apply for it.
Nice.
They just called me for it. So when I say,
Isn't that something?
Can do it, if you put God first, you can do it.
Yes. You are absolutely right. And it's so funny because there's nothing that he cannot do, because he will not fail. He will not and cannot fail. if you leave it to him. You know, I was listening. I did a lot of praise and worship this morning. I was just really in a praise and worship mood. That's usually around the time I'm usually up doing that anyway. But last night, it was just like this morning, it was just like really intense. And I got onto this site. It's with Elevation, and it was their praise and worship. And it was a song. It's a lyrics in the song that caught my attention, and I just want to encourage someone tonight, regardless of what you got going on, things that, you know, a book you might have started, dreams and stuff that you want to do, a project or whatever the case may be, and you feel like that you just can't do it, you can do it. And sometimes it's not through your strength, but it's the strength of your higher power. Mine is God, of course, but for me, it would be God, you know, because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be where I am now. Heck, I wouldn't even be here to tell you about it. And I know that regardless of where you are in your life, and, you know, I've been very transparent for the past few weeks about where I've been with mine. I just know that the lyrics in the song says, there's not a place where mercy and grace cannot find me. And that I will say that to you as well. There is not a place where grace and mercy cannot find you, because regardless of what's going on, he is there and he is available. And we just have to tap into it and reach out to him for it. When you think people are not going through, sometimes they are going through. And I use this particular person as a perfect example, because I loved him as a comedian, and that's Robin Williams. I would have never, ever, ever, ever thought that that man would have committed suicide. But you just, because I just, you know, he was just, to me, like just an awesome man, because he was an awesome comedian. He knew how to make people laugh, but he was dying on the inside. He was going through mental issues and just instability, you know, challenges on the inside. You just never know. But, and I don't know what made him, what was the ticker that made him tick or whatever the case may be, but it did. And I just want to encourage someone, you know, if you are to that point or whatever the case may be, just reach out. You know, there's someone, you know, that you can talk to about that. You know, while I'm at it, let me look up a hotline for that, because you don't have to resort to that if you don't have to. There's always hotlines and stuff that you can go to about that. And I just want to encourage people that there's nothing that you cannot do, as far as if it's something that has been birthed in you, it can be done. And if you can't do it, draw to your higher power. And it can be done. But the strength, not only through the God, but it starts in you as well, because he can give you all that. But if you don't have the strength and determination to say, I'm going to do it, I'm going to put in the faith, then it's not going to happen either. You have to, because he can't do it by himself now. I mean, don't get me wrong. What I'm saying is you have to put in the effort. You have to put in your effort as well. And your effort is put it in his hands and have the faith and then do the work, because faith without work is dead. And that's just all to it. Like I'll use Frederica's scenario, where she wanted to do the daycare. She got tired of working for folks and working for people, and she put in her homework, and she knew what she wanted to do, and she put in the work, and she made it happen. And also with the trucking company. And you know what? She didn't let the fear of being in debt, she didn't let the fear of having a child, being a single mother, having a child, stop her. She didn't allow the fear to interrupt what she wanted to do. She did it anyway, which brings me to my another point. Sometimes you have to step out even when you're scared. Even when you're scared, you do it anyway. That's how I started Chronicles. The idea to start Chronicles started in 2008. That's when the seed was planted. 2011 is when I found out about Blog Talk Radio, and I set it up. It wasn't until 2019, August 11th, 2019, is when I aired my first show. And I've been going strong. Now, has it been an interesting road? Yes, but I have never been a quitter. And I'm not going to start now. I may have my detours or whatever, but I'm not. And August 11th of 2021 will mark 2 years of Chronicles. And I'm so excited because I'm just looking at the milestone I've gone through. And as a result, it has opened up other speaking platforms for me to minister to women and men and children of abuse and of, you know, having issues with whether it's low self-esteem, whether it's, regardless of what it is, just some of the issues that comes along with abuse, you know, abandonment, rejection, you know, having that opportunity to have that platform, it's coming, and I'm so happy and proud of myself. And I think what I'm most proud of is just trying to make a difference in someone's life. That's what I'm really most proud of. And as a result, I was speaking on my first national platform, global platform, actually, because the show is the virtual conference. It will be internationally and within the state and outside the state, second week in July. So that's information about that later. But my point is, if I can do it, I know anybody can do it. And Frederica can do it. Anybody can do it. And I just want to encourage you that you can do it. You can do all things. All things. I mentioned as a scripture in the beginning, through Christ who strengthens you. And like I said, you can put it in God's hands, but you have to have that strength within yourself as well, because you can plant the seed, he'll water the seed, he got you. But you can't have, you can't say, well, Lord, I need you to put it in there, but you know what, I don't think it's going to work. It doesn't work like that. You have to put it in there and then have the faith that it's going to happen. And that's just how it works. And then put in the work, you know, to make it happen, because, you know, he has been a God that turned graves into gardens. He has turned seas into highways. He has turned shame into glory. He has just turned take beauty and made them, he said ashes and make it beauty, or take beauty and make them ashes for ashes. I think that's it, that right. He's giving you ashes for your, giving you beauty for your ashes is what I'm trying to say. So it can be done. You just have to have the faith to do it and know that it will be done, and it will be done. And like I said, Frederick, I just cannot begin to tell you how much I appreciate you coming on tonight to share, you know, to encourage. So if you could impart any nuggets of wisdom for those who are listening tonight based on just some of the things you've just stated, because I know you got plenty others, but what would be those nuggets of wisdom that you would give to someone who's listening tonight?
I would say faith without works is dead. If you have the faith and believe in God, put it to work. Go for it. You can do it. And don't let the naysayers stop you.
Yeah, I totally agree with you about that. You know, don't let the naysayers stop you. And I'm going to piggyback off that really quick, you know. And sometimes the naysayers will throw the dirt. You know, try to throw the dirt on you. You just take that dirt and pack it up under you and let them continue to build you up. Just let them continue to take that dirt and put it right under you until it builds you up to where you need to go. You know, because how to take those same stumbling blocks that the enemy is trying to use you and use them as your stepping stone. So, you know, when they trying to call themselves trying to do whatever, you just, that's all right. That's all right. And you know what? And you do it with a smile. And I remember this. I have to remember this scripture. Bless those who curse you. Bless and do not curse. Now, is that easy? I won't lie and say it is. No, it's not. But it's necessary for growth. And I tell you, throughout the time, I remember a particular classmate in particular. I won't call the name, but he knows who he is. So I'll put it to like this. Well, he's one of the ones and knows who he is. They used to call me mean in high school. I don't think I was mean, or at least that mean. But, you know, one of the things he used to, you know, tell me about is his perception of me in high school being mean. And I can't say it's not just him. Let me just be honest with it. I can't even try to, I try to sugarcoat it, but I really can't. And how I was in high school. And to a degree, he still teased me and thinks that I'm still a little mean. At least that's what he say. That's what he say. I won't call his name, but he knows who I am. He knows who he is. I'll put it to you like that. Frederica is one of our classmates. But anyway, he goes on the point of saying that I could, you know, be a little not so nice at times. My tongue was sharp in high school. And I'm not sure if you knew that, Frederica, when we were in high school. But, yeah. Yeah. I don't think you knew that, though, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I don't think you really knew that. But, you know, believe it or not, that was my defense mechanism. And when I told my classmate, I didn't really think I was pretty in high school, and it was a defense mechanism because I was, you know, I was molested, and, you know, it was a gauge or whatever. He reminded me
that
of some of the things I was in high school. I don't even remember some of it that he says, but I don't doubt it. But I'm trying to, like, got way past the point of what I was why I brought that up from, because I see that he's listening. But anyway, my point is this, is about the naysayers and stuff like that. You know, you just have to be careful. Just, you know, take those stumbling blocks, and they, God will turn them into stepping stones. And you can't worry about what people have to say, because regardless of what you say and what you do, I'm just going to move the direction. Regardless of what you say or what you do, people will always, I've learned in my life, people will learn, will still remember you for what you used to do and how you used to be. I don't know if you run into that in life, but I do know that people have a tendency of doing that. So I'm sorry that I switched gears, but I totally forgot the point I was trying to make earlier. But it just made me think about something else. But even when you're doing, trying to do it, and you get those people who, you know, you take that one step forward and you're going three steps backwards, and you get those naysayers like Frederica just mentioned, that you still keep going, and you tune into that higher power, and you still go forward and do what you need to do.
Uh-huh.
Just remember that sometimes you cannot worry about trying to convince people. Don't do that either. Okay, because you can't convince people to make you or to make them believe what you want them to believe, because they're going to believe what they want to believe, they're going to see what they want to see, and they're going to hear what they want to hear. You just stay focused on the mission at hand, and put it, once you put it in God's hands, it will get done. So, yes, going back to what you said about the naysayers, that's what it was, going back on the naysayers, then don't worry about them, because you're not trying to prove anything to them. The only thing you can do is just keep it moving. And if you want to prove the naysayers wrong, continue to improve yourself. That's all you could do. So, Frederica, thank you so much for tuning in to Chronicles. And it's always a privilege and a pleasure to have you here, honey. And for those who are listening, like I mentioned before, there's nothing that you cannot do without God in the course of your life, or your higher power, whatever that higher power is. But I'm just letting you know that I love you, but God loves you more. Thank you for tuning in, and I will see you next Sunday. Have a good night.